The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, "Holy Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, and that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. And they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I obviously cheated last week and was not here. My good friend Steve Scully took me to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That dinner has 2,700 people at it, and prior to the dinner, there's a private cocktail party for a much smaller group hosted by the President and First Lady, and somehow Steve always manages to get me into that, and it's a room full of celebrities. I told Whoopi Goldberg that I wanted her to be principal of my school, and she said, "Only if I can direct the choir." So after the dinner, the president does a little humorous skit, and then there's usually a comedian for entertainment. And the comedian started this year, and suddenly a room full of 2,700 people kept getting quieter and quieter and quieter. And you kept looking at one another, wondering, my God, what is he going to say next? And as I sat there listening to him, I said to myself, whatever happened to good old-fashioned humor that we learned to laugh at the absurdity of life, when today so much of it seems to have to be vulgar or degrading or even racist? It's much like this strange political campaign that's going on in our nation. Differing political ideologies are the foundation of this republic. But today, you look at as many people drawn to one candidate or the other, there are an equal number who are going to vote for one or the other simply because they so hate the other candidate. Something's wrong in America. Something's broken. Whatever happened to the art of compromise, which is the keystone of a democracy? And I wonder if part of the answer can't be found in today's gospel and what we do this weekend as we honor mothers. It's my observation that among a multitude of things, mothers bring three distinct elements to the table. First of all is a softness, a gentleness that the rest of us simply don't have. Don't children always feel safe in the presence of a mother? And though a mother's love is unconditionally, I think she also brings to the table a firmness. Because if I'm going to be a recipient of that love, then something is expected of me in return. And thirdly, I wonder if mothers don't answer the prayer that Jesus makes in today's gospel, and that is that we be one. In my 46 years of priesthood, I have walked through some pretty dark moments with some of you. I can even see a couple of faces here this morning. Maybe you brought a child to the grave, or you dealt with a child's drug addiction or infidelity or whatever. But it is my observation that whenever those dark moments descend upon a family, it is the mother who pulls everybody together, brings them into one and gets them through that darkness. And I can honestly say I've never seen a father accomplish that. And so while we honor them today, I think we need to recognize that they're also fulfilling this prayer of Jesus that we be one. And if there is one thing that America needs today, it's unity. And we ask ourselves, well, what difference does one little mother make? But if each one of us could light but one little candle in the darkness, a whole new dawn would emerge. Amen.